The cleanse craze isn't going away at all. It seems to be getting bigger and bigger. You can find hundreds of different options online, avoiding some foods for several weeks, or avoiding all food, drinking green smoothies, lemon water, cayenne pepper water. And people say they feel as good as new at the end of one of those cleanses. So is there any truth to this? I wanted to find out, and I figured if I'm going to talk about it, I should try it myself. First, I asked Philadelphia naturopath Jay Bossy for some advice. Nutrition is one of her main focus points with her clients.
I recommend that people avoid sugar, alcohol, and caffeine. Also, the common food sensitivities, and that's going to be gluten, dairy, corn, soy, and eggs, along with some lifestyle habits, so deep breathing, a regular bedtime, sitting down to eat meals, and maybe doing it while we're not returning phone calls or reading our emails on our smartphone.
Bossy says cleanses are a good way to give your body a bit of a break. It's not a detox. Don't imagine your body expelling mysterious heavy metals or some plastic toy you ate when you were three. It's a way to be mindful, to examine your nutritional habits and cravings, and to eat food that's good for you.
So you're going to find yourself eating a lot of salads, a lot of fruits and vegetables, good quality raised meat, beef and chicken, if that's your thing. And you're going to be experimenting with grains outside your comfort zone, like quinoa.
This is public radio, so quinoa is firmly in our comfort zone. I can't quit caffeine, but the rest I can totally do. What do I stand to gain?
After a longer-term cleanse, so like 2 or 3 weeks, people almost always feel significantly better. They're sleeping better. They might have lost weight. They might have less gas or bloating or less allergy symptoms or less headaches.
Bossy warned me that it's not easy.
The cravings are also a real downfall with any cleanse.
So given that, I decided to go for 2 days of cleansing, having a green shake with spinach and pineapple for breakfast, then more shake or salads for lunch and dinner. Here's a little audio diary of the journey.
It's Tuesday morning. I had lemon water for breakfast. I just swam for 35 minutes. I'm at the gym. So I'm almost as good as Gwyneth Paltrow, I would say. There's that green shake to look forward to. Alright, green smoothie. Done.
Alright, so day one of the cleanse is going well. But I still have to cook dinner for my family. So this is rather challenging because
the cravings are also a real downfall with any cleanse.
Oh man. Smells so good. I'm supposed to just have some whatever. Shake. Shake.
Shake.
Hello, pork loin. You're looking really good. But I'm doing good. I feel good. I feel fine. I want candy, bubble gum, and taffy. Skip to the sweet. It's day two of the cleanse. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Moderated an event this morning. There was amazing breakfast there.
Bacon.
I ate some raspberries. I think that's okay. Felt really energized.
Bacon.
Slept really well last night.
Bacon.
But man, leaving that bacon on the table. Whew, I'm actually really hungry. I'm super hungry. Just a little tired. Very hungry. It's all good. So mostly I was feeling just fine, but I found myself constantly thinking about food. This also happened to William Bender. He is a reporter for the Philadelphia Daily News. He did a 2-day smoothie cleanse, and here he is, mid-cleanse and hungry.
My main emotion is anger. I have a couple steaks in the fridge that I'm just kind of thinking about them, even when I'm not looking into the fridge. Generally, I just don't know why people do this.
I asked gastroenterologist Jim Lewis of the University of Pennsylvania that same question, and it turns out he is not a believer.
The first level of misconception is that what lives in our intestines is bad for us.
Meaning our digestive tract is not like a chimney that needs to be cleaned out.
Over the last several decades, it's become very clear that what lives in our intestines is actually a partner in health for us. For example, there are certain vitamins that we absorb where we actually need the organisms that live in our intestines to be able to absorb those.
He also says there's no benefit to living on smoothies alone.
Evolution gave us jaws and teeth for a reason, so that we can chew our food and put it into a condition that our intestines can digest it.
There's no doubt that diet affects our health, but
if you're thinking about long-term health, then you need to think about long-term changes in dietary patterns.
Good advice, especially given the fact that William Bender ended his cleanse with a big serving of steak and eggs, and I celebrated with a mountain of greasy chicken wings.